Hello.
Hey Reed, how are you doing, brother? It's Mario.
Oh, hey Mario, I'm doing well. How are you?
Another day in paradise, but I gotta tell you, I'm a little excited because it's Friday.
There you go.
I'm a W-2 employee, so today's actual Friday.
True for you.
Yes, I told you before, man. I know I speak to a lot of business owners. They can care less whether it's Friday or Saturday because it's still work day. But not me. I'm excited, man. It's Friday.
No, you're good, and I love
Reed, I have here on the line with me one of our agents from the operations department.
Sure.
She obviously is the person in charge that's gonna do the onboarding. She's one of our technicians, one of the best ones actually that we have, and she's gonna do great at taking care of you. Her name is Nikki. And I have her on the line now. Reed, if you do ever have any questions or concerns, brother, always feel free to reach out to me. I did send you my number and my extension. But as of right now, I'm gonna leave you in great hands. And Nikki, I'll leave you here with Mr. Carpenter, and you guys have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Mario.
Thanks, Mario.
Yep. All righty then. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hi, Reed. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Nikki. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's what Mario said. Excited for the weekend. All right.
Obviously, right?
Yes, of course. And yep, thank you so much for making time. The schedule for the interview is actually going to take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's
Not a
not really
problem.
good time. All right, sounds good. Sounds good. So these calls may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of
Sure.
all, Reed, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. So I see it here, Reed. Okay, you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the particular question with Mario. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I
Okay.
got it here. Your business name is called Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services LLC.
That is correct.
And the address that I have on here is 8764 Crouse Williston Road, Johnstown, Ohio, 43031.
This is also correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is our home address, but this is also our office location slash yard.
Gotcha. All right. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
So it is a limited liability company under the state of Ohio, and it will be insured.
Gotcha. Let me just note that here. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Will Google have the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings? Like, are you okay to share your address online, or you'd rather hide your address?
I don't think I have a problem with sharing my address.
Okay, that's good to know. So we can go ahead and share. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay, let me note that. Okay, and also later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on your primary phone number 740-973-5801?
That is correct.
And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that's going to be carpenterlandscapingllc@gmail.com.
That is also correct.
Okay. So I see it here. read that you already have an existing website, correct?
This is correct.
Okay, I'm actually pulling it up right now just to make sure that I got your correct domain name. That's carpenterlandscaping.jobbersites.com. So Mario actually told me before calling you that you actually have concerns with regards to the website. So you're not yet sure if we're going to create you a new website or we're going to keep your website, right? So have you thought about what we're going to do with the website? Do you want us to create a new layout for you that can maximize your book jobs, or do you want us to promote your website as is?
I don't know yet. I'm not 100%.
Okay. How about this, Reed? I'm going to help you with regards to that, okay? So this is what we're going to do. If you're not yet, if you're still hesitant of what to do with regards to your website, we can promote your website as is for now. And if ever you wanted us to create a new layout for you, just let us know. There's no additional cost for that, okay? And
okay.
I just want to let you know, if we will be creating a new layout for you, we will be asking you the domain access so our website team can create the layout.
Okay. So if I had you guys create a new layout and maybe a new website, would that entail any extra charges?
No, no extra cost if you will be creating a new layout for your website. So that means to say your the one that was created by Jobber, the layout that you have right now, we will take that one down. We will apply my site, which is our layout, our design, because we can only make changes if we will be working in an hour layout, okay? And if ever you will cancel your services with us, then your website will revert back to its original design. And
okay.
Do you own your domain name? I just want to make sure.
So the domain name is a Jobber domain. They actually own the domain, but I pay for it.
Okay. So if you don't own the domain, it means you will not be able to provide us access. So once you want us to create a new layout for you, then you might ask Jobber to, you know, maybe you can purchase a domain from them and you can provide us the domain credentials so we can apply the site.
Okay.
Our design, okay? So you can think about it and let us know.
Okay.
All right.
We can run with this for now, so we are.
Okay. All right. And if ever, just in case, that you don't want to keep your domain name from Jobber and you want us to create or you want us to have a new domain name, then we can also have a domain name for you. Just giving you options. I can also have you a domain name right now with no extra cost. But if ever you will cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name that we will be creating, you can also have that for $99. Just giving you the options. Just in case.
Okay, so you guys can create your own domain name for me.
Yes, we can create the domain name for you, even if you already have an existing domain name or a website from the other company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I would be interested to see what you guys can come up with website-wise.
Okay, so would you like me to go ahead and have you a new domain name?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, all right. So let me see. Your business name is quite long. Read.
Yeah, I shortened it up.
And that's okay. That's okay. My concern is only for the domain name. So if ever your business name is quite long, I really suggest that you have a shorter domain name because it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So I see Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services is really long. So do you have any domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it is available?
So what if we just go ahead and use Carpenter Landscaping as the domain name?
Carpenter Landscaping. Let me see if that is available. So we, Carpenter Landscaping is not available, or let me try. Can we do Carpenter Landscape? There is carpenterlandscape.net. Would that work for you?
What about if we do Carpenter Landscaping LLC? I don't know if we can do that, though.
I'll try to check if it's still wrong, but I'll see. Oh, we do have carpenterlandscapingllc.com. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so I'll have this as your domain name, and then again, just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can keep this domain name for $99.
Okay.
All right. So, yep, and since we'll be creating a website for you, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the site that we will be creating. Okay. Sure. So, for your website lead, what brand colors would you like?
I have some specific colors that I use for my my business cards and my door hangers. They are like it's like a number, and then it'll come out with a color. Do you guys do that?
Oh, yep, the hex code.
Yes.
Okay, you can send it to us through email.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to find those colors, and then you guys can also add colors if you want. But I was just having these as like a good base.
Okay, so let me just note it here so our website team can check on the email that you will be sending for the specific color.
Yep, and I'll make sure I have those colors and I'll send that email at least over sometime today.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds great. And let me see. What are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature in your homepage?
I would like to offer lawn care, and that'll probably be number. Do you want me to like list them from 1 to 6, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Just the top 3 to 6 that we will be putting on the. So that's lawn. Just add it here real quick. That's lawn care.
Yep. I want to do lawn care. Can we do in one? Can I make it lawn care and seasonal cleanups for one of them?
Let me see if that will be possible. But for now, maybe we can separate that.
Okay.
What's the next one?
And I would like to do Well, if we do, so you have lawn care and seasonal cleanups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would like to add in power or pressure washing.
Okay, pressure washing services. Just pressure washing here. You have 3.
Give me just 1 second here.
Yep, just take your time.
So we've got lawn care, seasonal cleanups, pressure washing. I'd like to put in, we can put in a driveway seal coating.
Okay, driveway seal coating.
Can we put down mulch, gravel, and dirt delivery / install?
Mulch, gravel, and what's the next one?
Dirt.
Dirt. Delivery. And install.
Install, yeah.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and what will be the last one?
Let's do. Do you have just general landscaping in there?
We can add landscaping services. There we go. Whatever. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And let's see it real quick. Okay. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
Let's do maybe like a for now, I'm not 100% sure because I don't.
Yep. If there's anything that you don't want to add, we can skip it. That will be okay.
Okay. I just don't know. Maybe we could add one in, like, generally as a new client. We could put one in, like, 10% off your first, something like 10% off your first job with us.
Oh, like 10% off for first-time clients?
Yeah, but then they have to make sure that they put in it's only for one job. It's only for one job. It's not always 10% off. You know, yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 10% off for first-time customers for one job only, I think.
Well, yeah, maybe we could put in, like, one time only.
For one time only, okay.
Yeah.
And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your site? For example, from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook. You do?
Yes, I have a couple. Yep, I have a couple from Angie's List that I would definitely like to be put on there. And then I think I have one on, do you guys use Thumbtack?
I will note it. Will you be able to provide me the link for your Thumbtack?
I have an app on my phone. That's the only way that I've always been using it, but I can see if that's possible.
Okay. Let me see, because my team actually asked for the link so that they can get the reviews on that. Mm-hmm. But for your Angie's, I was able to pull it up because Mario left a link for your Angie's. So we can work with the Angie's for your Thumbtack, and if you can provide, that would be helpful.
Okay, so I guess I just need to figure out what kind of link that we're looking for. Do you guys need my business link for my Thumbtack?
Okay, let me try to see if I can pull it up real quick. That's Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services LLC, right?
Yes. There should be at least one review on there.
Okay, we'll try to check it here.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can give you my profile link.
Yep, yes. That would be helpful. You can send it to me through text.
Okay, give me a moment here. I'm trying to see. Okay. It would be nice if I knew how to do it.
And I'm also checking it here. Carpenter Landscaping.
Are you on Thumbtack right now?
Yep, I'm checking it right now.
So it's called Carpenter Landscaping with the ampersand and then Property Services.
Let me just check. It's Carpentry Landscaping, and
I wonder if it.
Let me try if I can pull it up here.
No address, number, profile picture, password, name. Yeah, I wish I could send over a link that would make it easy, but I'm not sure how to.
How about it's a screenshot? We'll try to.
Okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just want a screenshot of the name?
Yep, yeah, like your profile. Carpenter Landscaping. What was your contact again? Carpenter Landscaping.
And then and, but it's using the ampersand.
Symbol?
Yep, the symbol. And then Property Services. And everything has a space in between it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check.
What is the number I can send this through to you?
Send it to you, 877-635-6225.
Okay. All right, I just sent you a screenshot. What it looks like.
Okay, so we'll check it together with our team. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah.
Read, and let me see. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Yeah, I do have a couple that we can use.
So let me note that. And also, do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos?
If I have some, yes. If I don't, I'll have to look and see how much I have of before and after.
Okay.
But so, yes.
Okay, you would like us to include it, but you have available photos, and we can work on that, okay?
Yeah, yep, perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right. And also, would you like to enable online payments in your site?
Not on my site.
Okay, you can skip that. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
How would that work, I guess?
Okay. So for this, when your customers book on your site, customers book for a time on the calendar, and you will receive a notification with the details, and you will confirm the appointment. You will also receive an email with the booking request details.
No, I don't want them to be able to book themselves. I want to make sure that I have the time.
Okay, yep, we can skip that. And also, would you like to, are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, AI chat widget. Like, are you interested with that?
Did you say AI?
Yes, AI, like in some AI chat bot.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting. Sure, why not?
Okay, let's try this. And are there any websites that you like read? Like, for example, have you checked anyone's website? And what do you like about them? Maybe we can use it as a reference.
Well, currently, especially my website, the one thing that I like is that the website, that Jobber website.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they can get an estimate. Like, they can give me all of their information, and then I automatically get that information, and I'm notified for an estimate.
Okay. I will notice here that this is the feature that you like on your old website. I mean, on your existing website, the Jumper.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just have, I'm going to give them your website link or maybe your domain name. All right. And let me see, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, we can skip that. And also, is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I definitely want to see my logo on my website. That would be great.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Want to see the logo. And since you mentioned that you do have a logo, if you can send it to us or upload them to your dashboard, then that will be very helpful. Okay?
Yes. So I have a sheet that has different logos. Mm-hmm. Are you guys able to use those logos separately?
Like, what do you mean? Like, you're using more than one logo?
Can I text it to you and you look at it?
Okay. Let me see. Right, did I see that you already have a logo on your stamp pack that you were using? Is this the same logo that you... Let me just go ahead and check your website.
No, I don't think they have the logo on that website.
Yep, I actually didn't see your logo on your website. Though I see your logo on your stamp pack, the one that you just sent.
Yeah. So it's a similar logo to that. So here's the sheet that I'm talking about. I just want to see if you guys are able to use those different logos.
Okay. Let me just pull it up.
Are you guys able to use those different ones, or do I need to split them up?
Let me see. I'm trying to pull up the one that you just sent. Oh, the one that I'm seeing right now is still the logo on your stamp pack. This is kind of weird. Let me see. Or how about this? Will you be able to upload the logo that you specifically want us to use on the website in your dashboard and the local Splash app?
I should be able to, yeah. But like I said, it needs to be cropped to be able to be used.
Okay. So you don't have any, a clean sheet with that, right? It needs to be cropped. Okay, let me see if that would be possible. I will check with our team who creates logo if we can do that, because we really want to make sure that we work with high-quality photos, read, and let me see. Yep, just try to send it. We will try to check if we can work on it, okay? I will leave them a message.
Okay.
All right. Let me just note that. And also, Reed, actually, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, we can book you a call. I mean, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to block you a schedule with them, or do you want to check the website first?
I'm okay with them making it first.
Okay. And if ever you have concerns, just let us know if you want me to book you a call, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. And now let us set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up here, Reed, the phone number that my team set up for you for your call tracking. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay?
Sure.
So they got here for you, that's 740-479-9833. Are you okay with this?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to do a test call after we end the client interview to make sure that this phone number works perfectly fine. All right?
Okay.
And also, Reed, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this. And we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, I'm okay.
Yep. All right. And if ever you'd be interested one day, you can always add it anytime, okay?
So what would happen if they go, like right now, what would happen if they go?
They will still hear that. They will still hear this message, but it kind of sounds robotic because the $19 that you'll be paying for is for the professional recording. And aside from that professional recording, if ever you change your mind and if you wanted to change the message, then you can customize the message that will be recorded.
Okay.
All right. And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No, I am not.
Okay. So Google Workspace Read allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you just have a new domain name, the one that we just got earlier. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says read@carpenterlandscapingllc.com or info@carpenterlandscapingllc.com. So basically, that would build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. And for this one, Read, we do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would like to add it to your growth toolkit, just let me know. And if you can always think about it. You can always add it anytime.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let me just go ahead and note this. Okay. So now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here says that you do provide landscaping services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Mulching.
Mulching. Okay. You want mulching, but do you want it to be found first with the keyword landscaper or landscape contractor?
Sure.
Okay. So let's work with landscaper. Anyways, I'm going to add mulching next to landscaper because this is your top service. Okay?
Yep.
And anyways, aside from that, I have pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you, Reed. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because of course we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus is your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, just if you want to make updates. So this is the one that I got for you. We have landscaper, mulching, landscape contractor, lawn care services, lawn maintenance, residential landscaping services, commercial landscaping services. We have landscape design, hardscaping contractor. We have paver installation, sod installation, artificial turf installation, tree trimming service, tree removal service, stump removal service, irrigation system installation, sprinkler system repair, landscape lighting installation, or garden design services, patio installation, and retaining wall installation. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Can we take out the landscaping light installation as well as the irrigation one?
Mm-hmm. Landscaping lighting installation and the irrigation system installation. Is there anything else you want me to take out?
Yeah, let's take out the artificial grass one.
Okay. What else?
The patio one. I don't do patios.
Okay, let's take out patios.
Now,
do you want me to go over?
No, I liked that. Can we add a service to the original service record, like the six services that I offer?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm about to tell you that I'm going to add the other services that you have mentioned earlier, the seasonal cleanup, because we already have the lawn care, seasonal cleanup, pressure washing, driveway seal coating, mulch, but for the mulch, gravel and dirt delivery, I'm going to go ahead and separate that to make sure our approach goes with the optimization, okay? So maybe I'm going to do mulch delivery and insulation, or gravel delivery and insulation, some dirt delivery and insulation, okay?
Yes, yep, that's perfect. Now, all right. Can I add to the services in those six, or is the six the number that I can have?
Oh, for this top 3 to 6 services, it's only for your homepage on the website. But for the Google Business Profile and the optimization, you can add the service that you have not mentioned, and I'm going to ask you about that. Is there any other service related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Yes, I would like to add snow removal and salt application.
The snow removal and salt application?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with all the keywords that I have mentioned earlier, we have added the 6 services that we have on your website and also the snow removal and salt application.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other keywords that you would like to add, or are you okay with this for now?
I'm okay with that for now.
All right. Anyways, Reed, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So, if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
All righty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Give me a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Would this just be like an introduction or?
Yeah, we're going to use this to market you.
Okay, well, I think a great one is the fact that I am a local firefighter.
All right.
And then
can we add that?
Obviously, all the rest of the good things is that I always do everything that I do the right way the first time. We take pride in our work. We don't rush. There's some other good ones. Give me a second. I am great with communication. And we have true attention to detail when doing any job.
Gotcha. Attention to detail is very important when it comes to this.
Yes, it is.
And let me see. Do you offer free estimates?
I do.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business or no?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay, we can add that because that is very helpful for the service or for the business around your area. So we have a very good description to start. So let me see. Do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm actually checking your website right now if you do have an existing mission statement, but I didn't see anything. Okay.
We have a promise down at the bottom here.
This one, your story and commitment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we can use this as your mission statement.
And you guys can edit that to make it make sense with the website as well. It doesn't have to stick with that. I'm not
Or do you want to hear a few mission statements that we prepared?
Sure.
Okay, so just a few mission statements that we have for you. So I got it here. We need at Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. And the next one is at Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The third one is at Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. So do you like anything from those three?
Yeah, those are all great.
What stands out best?
I think I might have liked the first one better.
Okay, yep. So it says here, at Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services, LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We can have this. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
I do, actually. I forget what it is, but I do have one.
Okay.
I just created it.
If you... can you send it to us through text once you got ready?
I'll find it right now.
Okay.
Let me log in here. I think I'm already logged in. Nope, of course I'm not. Give me just a moment here.
Yeah, just take your time.
Here we go. Project. What did I make it? Okay. Our slogan is your property, comma, our priority.
Your property, our priority.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha. Your property, our priority. And how many years have you been in business?
Almost 7.
Almost 7. So you started this around 2019 or...
Correct.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you have?
Well, that's a good question. Let's just put on there. Let's put on a decade.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good. This is started 2019, but you have 10 years of experience. And how many people work at your company?
Currently, it's just me.
We have one for now. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Right now we do residential, but I'm open to commercial as well.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and put here both. Would that work?
Yep.
Okay. And I just want to confirm, Reed, that I got your correct hours of operations. It says here from Monday through Friday, you do 8 to 5.
Correct.
Okay, how about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
Saturdays and Sundays are by appointment only.
Okay. Saturdays and Sundays are by appointments only. And what types of payments do you accept?
We can accept any credit or debit card. We can accept cash, check, Zelle, Venmo.
So I got here credit cards, debit cards, cash, checks, Zelle, and Venmo.
Perfect.
All right. So now that we have your business information, Reed, we do have two options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because Blanketing handles the rush release can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So that means to say you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first one.
Let's work with the first one. All right, sounds good. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yes, I see it here that your business is located in Johnstown, Ohio. So, for this, read, what specific areas or specific cities would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestion. Is, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yep, I have it for you right now.
Sounds good, sounds good. All right, ready when you are?
Okay, so I would like to dominate the city of Johnstown, Ohio, obviously.
Let me add it here real quick. Okay.
Sunbury, Ohio.
We have Centerville.
Sunbury, not Centerville.
Oh, okay, Sunbury.
And then Granville, Ohio.
We have Granville.
New Albany, Ohio.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
New Albany.
New Albany, gotcha.
And then do you need one more?
Yep, we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, give me just one second. So we've got Sunbury, which is up there. We've got Granville, which is over here. Can I do 2 more?
Yep. That's going to make it 6. Yes, we can work with
okay.
that.
Okay, can I put Alexandria, Ohio? And then for now, I'll put Pataskala.
Pataskala. All right, we have here, let me add Pataskala real quick. We have Youngstown.
Does that limit where people will see me from?
We will set you up with this. So, you mean for the surrounding areas?
Yeah.
Yep. So, we actually, I'm going to go ahead and put it here. Like, do you have, like, specific? Because we really want to make sure that your Google Business Profile will get better ranking. So, we ask for specific cities or zip codes. So let me see if that will be possible, like, to work with the surrounding areas. Like, do you mean a radius of the specific cities that you have provided?
Yeah, so, like, sometimes I work in Gahanna, sometimes I work in Newark, sometimes I work in Worthington or Westerville.
Like, are you going to add more cities? Are you going to make it 10? How about that?
We can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, okay. I'd rather have it that way just to make sure. So we have here Johnstown, Sunbury, Greenville, New Albany, Alexandria, Pataskala, and yep, you can add more.
Okay.
Until so then, okay?
Yep, let's add Gahanna, Ohio.
Gahanna, got it here.
Let's add in Westerville.
Westerville.
Worthington.
Worthington?
Yep, Worthington.
Okay, got it here.
And then let's add in Newark.
Okay, Newark. Gotcha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. And do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I currently, yes, I do have one, but it's not finished. That's the one thing I was talking to Mario about, to see if you guys would be able to finish it for me or if that would be something that I would have to do.
We are going to help you with that, okay? So you don't have to worry. And for us to be able to do that, we will need you to add Business Manager to your Google Business Profile. So let's go ahead and work on this one. I'm actually pulling up your Google Business Profile right now, so...
Okay.
I see it here, and I just want to make sure that your Google Business profile has the same name that you have in your documents. Carpenter Landscaping and Property Services LLC, correct?
I believe so. I want to make sure I made it right.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we sent you an email where you will be providing us photos that needs for Google verification. Have you received that?
Let me see.
So it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So on that email, we are asking you to provide us pictures of the following, like photos of your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthplace.
Was this previously sent to me, like maybe a couple days ago?
Yes, I see that Mario sent it to you on the 11th of March, but I can resend it right now just to make sure it will be on the top of your email.
No, that's okay. I see it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It should be... Should I be able to use the app?
Yep, of course. You can use your app also.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to log in here.
Oh, do you mean your app for your... Google Business Profile or the Local Splash app?
The Local Splash app.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If it wouldn't go through, I will ask you to go to your Google Business Profile to add this as manager. Okay?
Well, I got the email that you were talking about.
Okay.
What would you like me to do with that?
Oh, so for that email, if you have time later, if you can send us the photos of those requirements, and that would be very helpful so we can work on your Google Business Profile, okay? And also, I will ask you to add Business Manager to your Google Business Profile so we can optimize and work on your Google Business Profile. Do you have time right now to add Business Manager?
I should, yeah, but I'm not sure how to.
Okay, so I can walk you through right now. Will you be able to pull up your Google Business Profile?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm logging in right now.
Okay.
Come on. There we go. Not yet.
Just let me know if you're already on the page or.
All right, I think I'm in Google Business Profile.
Yep. See your profile.
See, that's weird because I logged in with my email and it doesn't say that I have one.
How about let's go to your regular browser.
Okay.
And type in business.google.com/locations with S, locations.
Okay.
Okay. Did you see your business profile under your business name?
It's telling me to sign in.
So sign in with the Gmail account that you use in creating the Google Business Profile.
Oh, I see. Here we go. I made it with the wrong freaking email. Okay, so is that... I'm going to figure out if I can change that.
You want to change your...
Yeah, I want to see if I can change my login.
Oh, like you want to switch your account?
Like, to log in, I have to use one of my personal emails, and I want to be able to use my business email to log in.
Okay. So, you're already on your personal account right now, correct?
Yes.
So, did you see beside the 9 dots, there's switch account? You can switch your account there. There's your icon, like a human icon, beside the 9 dots. That's where you can switch your account for your Google Business profile.
I see the 3 dots, but what do you...
3 dots. Can you tap on the 3 dots and let me know what does it say?
Yeah, it says business profile settings, notifications.
Oh, you're already on your Google Business profile page, actually.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So what do you mean, what do you mean earlier? Like, did you create your Google Business profile with your personal email?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Since that is the case, then you can actually switch on it because it was already created on that email.
So you can't switch it?
Yep. You already have it created in that email. Would you like to create a new Google Business profile? Anyways, if that's the case, let me see. Did you create it with the email that we have on file, the Carpenter? Oh, not on the Carpenter Landscaping LLC at gmail.com?
No, I did not. And that's what I want to change.
Let me see if that would be possible. But
might be. Let me try something.
Because if you're already on that page, you can already add Business Manager to the Google Business Profile.
Correct.
But anyways, it's only going to be with the verification for the Google Business Profile. So you're not comfortable of using your personal email for the Google Business Profile?
I think I fixed it.
Let me see.
Yeah, I think I fixed it.
You able to switch? But I will note it here. I will note it here, Reed, because you know, Google is actually kind of strict. So just in case our team, we will be working on your Google Business Profile, correct? So just in case Google will be sending updates, it will be sent through your personal email. I will just let our team know that your Google Business Profile was linked on your personal email. Okay? But anyways, we will only be optimizing, and it's not actually going to hurt that much. We're not going to use that for your Google Business Profile. The Gmail email will only be used for the verification and also verification and access for your Google Business Profile.
Okay. So, I mean, I could use it. I might be all right.
Okay. So, yep, you can add the Business Manager. So, on that 3 dots, are you already in there?
I got to get back to it here. Google Business Profile. Okay. All right.
Okay. So, tap on the Business Profile settings, and you should see Managers or People and Access.
Okay.
Okay, and it will route you to the, it will ask you, there's an Add button, and it will route you to the email address box.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to read to you the local slash listing. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so type in 552-554-6200, and you should see the local slash listings popping up.
Yep.
Okay, and you should receive a pending notification that you have added Business Manager to your Google Business Profile. And let me just check it here in my end to make sure that it went through.
I think so. As pending.
Okay. Let me see. I haven't received it yet. Let me just refresh and got it now. Thank you so much for this, Reed. And I'm going to let our Google team know that you have already added Business Manager so we can work on your Google Business Profile, okay?
Yeah.
So you will hear updates from us, especially if your Google Business Profile is not yet verified. We will work with Google to have it verified to make sure that it will be optimized for your listing. All right. Thank you for this. And also, Reed, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. So you'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes, please.
All right. Because I wanted to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful with the optimization of your Google business profile. And if ever, Reed, that you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it through your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do not.
Okay. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Sure.
All right, so let's go ahead and create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I do, but it just was created and it's not finished.
That's okay. You created a basic one. Did you just add the business name in the category?
I'm going to look really quick, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's all I was able to accomplish.
That's okay. That's okay. The important thing is you created the business Facebook page. We really want you to be the one who creates the Facebook business page for you to have full ownership. Okay. So you didn't have to worry about that. We will work on optimizing your Facebook business page. Let me see. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So since you do have Facebook ads, Reed, I'm going to ask you to add this as admin to your Facebook business page so we can get your ads running. Would that be okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So let me just send it here real quick. Grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay. And that, what I sent you is a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. Okay?
Okay. Give me a moment here. I'm trying to figure out. It has the wrong name on here.
You put in a different business name?
Correct, and I want to see if I can change that.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to. Does it need to be, you know what, I need to create.
What business name did you put on your Facebook business page? Was it only Carpenter Landscaping?
No, I accidentally put Carpenter Landscaping and Property Management instead of services.
Okay. How about, let me see.
I'm trying to figure out how to change the name. I didn't know that it was this hard to do.
Okay. Or can you add us to that page, and I will ask our Facebook team if it is possible for us to change it or update it at our end?
Sure.
Okay. So I already sent you the link. On that link, it will actually ask you, Reed, to log into the personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. Because in that link, it will ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access, okay?
Okay.
So if you have time, you can add us as admin to your Facebook business page.
Yep. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I logged in, but now what do I do? It just has me logged in.
Okay, so on that link, it asks you to log in, right?
Yep, and I'm logged in, but now it's not doing anything.
Oh, did it say logged in? Did it just connect to Facebook?
Yep.
Okay, and after that, when you logged in, it says continue as your name, correct?
No.
What error?
Connect Facebook. And it's just loading.
Loading. Okay. When did you create your Facebook business page? Was it newly created today?
No, it's been created for probably a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Can you try? Let me try to send you a different email. It's still the same email, but maybe there's some system glitches to that. Let me just resend you another email and check on this link, okay? Let's try a different link.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's trying.
Okay.
There. I think I got it.
Okay. Let me see. Oh. All right. I receive it now. Thank you for that. Okay, amazing. Let me just pull it up real quick. I'll let our Facebook team know that you have already added this as admin so they can work on your Facebook ads. I mean, they can work on optimization and we will start on working on the Facebook ads. So let me just have it here. Alrighty, and as I had mentioned earlier, you do have a Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yep.
Okay, so for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have our creative team handle this?
I would definitely like my logos to be used, but other than that, I don't really have anything specific right now.
Okay, yep, of course. We're going to use your logo. Are we going to use it as a profile picture?
Yeah, we definitely will be using it as a profile picture.
Okay. So, aside from that, would you like our creative team handle this?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Let me just have this for you. And if you do have some photos that you can send, that would also be very helpful. Okay? But if there's no specific photos right now, that would be okay.
Yeah. And like I said, I need to see if we can change this name here.
Yep. I will let them know.
It's got to be possible.
I will try to check if since you already added us as an admin, if we can do that on our end. Let me just see. I will leave a message for our Facebook team to change it to your business name. Right. And for your Facebook ads, there are three lead response method for your Facebook ad, and you can only choose one.
Okay.
Okay. Just I'm leaving them a message real quick. Okay. So there's three read response method, and you can only choose one for this one read. So we do have a Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form in your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible in your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls and Facebook Messenger, but what we actually recommend is the form fill, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And the reason why we also recommend that is most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Yeah, I'll try out the form fill. And with that form fill, so you said it's going to be sent to my email, correct?
Yes, email and SMS in real time.
Okay, so you guys will text me as well with a new lead?
Yes. You will receive a text message. We really like the form fill, aside from call to Facebook Messenger. So let's work with that. And also, I do not see that you have Google Ads in your subscription read. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand, well, when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting started, we have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Definitely best during the week, any time after, I would say, noon.
Anytime afternoon.
Up until right around 6 p.m.
Right around 6 p.m.
So
we
can
try.
Noon to 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. From noon to 6 is perfect.
Okay.
Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern. So let me just note it here. The best time to call you is going to be 12 your time, 12 Eastern time, to 6 p.m. Okay.
Correct.
So let me note it here. So we can call you around 9 a.m. to 6. So, all right. Let me just note that. Okay. So 6 p.m. Eastern. All right. And I do see that you do have a logo, which you already sent me a message. I was still trying to pull it up. Let me just try to pull it up again real quick.
Okay.
So we will be using this logo.
Can you see that, the page, or no?
I actually see the page of your thumbtack. Let me see.
You just see the thumbtack? There's nothing else?
Yeah.
So I sent over a page of my actual logos with a transparent background.
Oh, that's the one I didn't receive. Let me just check it here again. I do receive two messages from you, but it still routes me to the same message, picture at the soundtrack. But I will go ahead and check it here in my end. Maybe this is just only the system glitches since you sent two messages, okay?
Do you want me to send it again?
Or that would be helpful. Can you try to resend?
Yeah.
I actually just have the link for the picture, but just in case that this is not going to work, at least I'll have the other link from you. All right. And let me just note it here that you already have the logo that we can use for the marketing. All right. So now you will see several important emails from us soon. Read. So first, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos soon, new photos and new videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or local Splash app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Sure.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. This year, growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, Reed, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Oh, I just received your message. Thank you so much for this, Reed.
Okay.
So 3 weeks from now, pulling up my calendar real quick right here.
First week
it's gonna
of April.
It's going to be the same day, Friday, 3rd of April.
That should work.
Okay. And what will be the best time for you? Same time? When we started the client interview? Or?
I might be working that day.
Okay.
So how late can we talk?
It's just going to be like a 15-minute overview of your account. So what would be the best time for you?
Probably sometime later in the afternoon, like I said, because I think I'm going to be working that day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys do a 5 p.m. Eastern time?
It's 5 p.m. Let me check if you have available slot for that. 5 p.m. your time. Yep, we still have a time for you. That's actually 2 p.m. Pacific. All right. Let's do that. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay, and I'll put it in my calendar as well.
Mm-hmm. And as I have mentioned earlier, Reed, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
I do have a question.
Yes.
So with my Facebook account not being completed, like I really have only made the Facebook account. I didn't do anything else. I haven't added any photos. I barely added information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that something that you guys are going to take care of, or should I start adding information?
Yeah, actually, we will be optimizing your Facebook business page, so we will be adding photos if you can provide us, the one that you mentioned about the logo, right? And
yep.
once you already start running and optimizing your Facebook page, you will not see your ads on the Facebook page, okay? Because you're not going to be the target market. You'll only link your ads through your Facebook page. But you'll be able to see your Facebook ads through your dashboard, how it looks like, okay? And since we'll be running ads for you, we also advise that once you have new photos, you can upload it to your Facebook business page, so your Facebook business page would look active because your clients will be checking on your page, of course, right? So that is going to be helpful.
Okay.
So you can also do it that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys do take care of the Facebook business page.
We do take care of the Facebook business ads. We optimize your Facebook business page, and it would be very helpful if you can look, you can make it look active. Like, you can upload photos of your new work, things like that.
Okay, sure. Okay? I can do that. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Do you have any other questions?
And then with my Google business page, should I do the same thing?
For your Google business profile, we are actually going to optimize that. So, what's going to be very helpful is if you upload photos or send us photos so that we can use that for the optimization.
Okay,
and of
so
course,
do I,
we can always,
do I need to make it, do I need to finish the Google business page, put more information on there, or are you guys going to take care of that?
For your Google business profile, you already add business manager, so my team will check on that, and you will hear from us if there's anything that we need from you. You haven't done yet the video verification, correct?
No, I have not.
Okay, so that's the case. So my team will reach out to you. If Google will ask you to do the verification video, then we will let you know, because that is the next step for your Google business profile to be verified.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, and yep, more questions?
That's it.
All right, and also read in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away. We'll adjust it. Our support line, that's 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back, because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So if you have any questions, or if you have some more questions that you haven't asked me, and you want to just give us a call anytime from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Reed, for your time and for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
That's it. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time, Reed. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. We're going to do Tesco later, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.